Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, just in case, or the big elevator, up or down. Well, folks, my dad had a tough life as a kid with, I suspect, an alcoholic, mean father, and not surprisingly, he turned out kind of ornery, not particularly happy. 25 years ago this month, he was in the hospital, very sick, maybe dying, but who knew when, with heart disease. I went down to visit him on the way to a vacation week in Florida with my wife. We were 2 months pregnant with our first child. Our visit started with him saying, "So did you come to see me die?" I hope not. But who knew? Even though we both thought, probably. And then we had a pretty nice visit. He, after some discussion, agreed that I could tape him reading The Little Engine That Could, just in case he wasn't around to read to our little person-to-be later on. And he told me to go to Florida, enjoy our vacation. You work hard, Richie, you gotta have a vacation. We dragged our visit out, ran out of things to talk about, and then he asked me if that was his best friend, Khan, sitting in the hallway. I looked. "No, Dad, that's just a big pile of sheets and towels on a chair." "Are you sure? I'm supposed to meet him here before we go to the office." "Where?" "Here on the 179th Street subway station platform." "Oh." Dad worked for the New York City subway for 35 years. The little engine that could. "No, Dad, sorry to say, not him." We chatted some more, and then he told me I should go. "You'll be late for dinner, Richie." So with tears in our eyes, this may be the last time, we hugged and kissed, and I walked out onto the platform for the elevator. Already late for dinner. This elevator is taking forever. Then a sudden impulse to go back and kiss him again. Should I bother him? He might get mad. He's tired. I'm already late for dinner. I ran back. A smile, kisses on both cheeks, and again, "Goodbye, Richie. Go to Florida." "Goodbye, Dad." We went to Florida. 2 days later, the little engine that couldn't anymore. He died and took the big elevator up or down, and we flew back. That was like him, too. One last practical joke to make us fly down and back. The other day, my wife and I went to visit our two sons, now 25 and 21. Saying hello, I gave them each a kiss on the cheek, a hug, and then a kiss on the other cheek. And whenever the impulse comes up, even when we aren't saying hello or goodbye, and I just feel like it, often I'll walk over to them, hold my arms open, and ask for a hug. I have that little voice in my head that says, "You don't kiss grown men in public," but I do anyway. And they kiss me back, on both cheeks. We're really happy together. People with good relationships are happier. My dad died in February 25 years ago. Did you know that February is Heart Month? Happy people have less heart disease. Happy people live longer. Happy Heart Month, everybody. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.